Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Well, continued Happy New Year to everyone, and special guest on the line, Susan Ratliff. Good morning, Susan. How are you today?
Good morning, Zara. I'm great, thanks.
Excellent. Well, we've got a talk today, folks, for those of you tuning in, that don't let risk prevent you from following the path of your passion. So let me introduce Susan. She's an award-winning business owner, speaker, author, and event producer with 35 years of experience also in sales and marketing. Known in industry circles as the exhibit expert, Susan earned that title in the trade show trenches, discovering the shortcuts and making the mistakes so that today her clients don't have to make them. From both sides now of the exhibit aisle, Susan learned what it takes to turn a booth into a powerful profit center. She's known for her street smart marketing strategies on exhibiting, attracting free publicity, aha, we like that, and networking with exhibitors and business owners around the country. Susan's an entrepreneur, really, in the true sense of the word. Her companies have always been self-funded, built from scratch, and award-winning. She does not have a college degree, business training, or initially corporate experience when she started her first business in 1988 with $5,000 in savings. It was a home-based, personalized children's book distribution, which became the second largest in the country in just 6 years. In 1994, she sold that company and used the money from family and credit cards to launch Exhibit Experts, which is a 16-year ride of trade show display company, amassed awards. She also wrote 5 books in the process. So with a goal of expanding her speaking and event business then, Susan sold Exhibit Experts in August of 2011 and started her current company, Susan Ratliff Presents, which coming this March will host the 10th Annual Women's Entrepreneurs Small Business Boot Camp, an annual education conference that showcases Arizona entrepreneurs, which I'm going to have the pleasure of being a part of. So again, Susan, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks. Great to be here.
So let me ask you that question. Why did you become an entrepreneur?
Well, you know, I didn't set out to do that. I was in the real estate business and had been married for a couple of years and got pregnant. So I figured I'd set aside, you know, 60 days to settle into motherhood and then get back to my thriving real estate career. But once my son was born, I did a 360 and I didn't want to go back to work. Yeah. So I stayed home with my son. And about 4 months into that, Zara, I was going bonkers. You know, I wanted to see my friends and I wanted to get my paycheck but I still didn't want to leave my son. Mm-hmm. So I looked for an opportunity that I could, have a business opportunity that would allow me to stay home with him. And I was flipping through Entrepreneur Magazine one day, came across this new business opportunity with personalized children's books where the kids' names are in the story.
Yep,
and make the books on a computer. So I spent my savings and purchased that distributorship, which was the first one in Arizona. And I would sell the books on the weekends, you know, dragging my son in his playpen and selling the books at craft fairs and swap meets. That's actually how I learned the exhibit business. And I did that for 6 years, got into Target, got into Costco,
yeah, wow.
And had a thriving little business till I got a divorce. And then I had to get a real job.
And so, you know, it's how you chose to use some of those big life lessons to actually pivot what you were involved in, too.
Absolutely. I've reinvented myself several times throughout the last, you know, 25 years. I don't regret any of it, and I love being an entrepreneur.
Well, and you know, it's interesting, if I might touch back, the fact that you got into the personalized book industry for children and found yourself going to crafts and trade fairs and so on, probably never dawning you that you were building up some skills, perspectives, the do's and don'ts that will later pop up to say, well, I could do that now as becoming more involved in the actual trade show industry.
Well, you know, that's so true. And my first book that I wrote, How to Be a Weekend Entrepreneur, I didn't set out to write a book either. I was just journaling my experiences from the craft fairs and the trade shows into my computer at night. and people started asking me, you know, how do you get people to come over to your booth? And boy, your booth looks really nice. How did you, you know, what should we do? And I realized that I knew a lot of information that was valuable to other people. So when my book came out, you know, it was sort of a compilation of teaching what I learned and encouraging moms to be able to have a business but still stay home with their children. And then I started speaking about it, and I found that I really enjoyed sharing my, you know, both my mistakes and my successes with people. And it really, I was making a difference. So that was really a great experience as well.
Well, and if you take us back, I mean, that it is not for the light of heart to really do well at a trade show. I mean, it's one thing to have everything glitz and glam and looking nicely, but did you get results? Did you actually sell the books, or did you make the contacts for new clients? I mean, that's really where the insight comes from that you've garnered over the years.
Yeah, it's really crazy how much people spend to go to a trade show, not only the real estate to be, you know, getting the booth space and the money they spend on the exhibit, but to go and not have a plan of action, not to set any goals, not to have a reason for, you know, wanting to accomplish certain things. It's amazing to me how often that is the case. They think, okay, they're going to be there, they're going to set up their table, and they're going to put their stuff out, and people are going to clamor to get to their, you know, to their business. But there's a lot that goes into it, and a lot of waste if there isn't a plan of action, you know, put in place.
So that's one of your biggest pieces of advice is for anyone that's going to step in to do the trade shows is that you have a clear plan of an action, intentions, and then be prepared to be on, right? I mean, that's an exhausting experience to do that.
It can be, but can also be an invigorating experience.
Yep.
I mean, you're really out there face-to-face with people. You're getting them to know you, and as we know, people buy from people they like, people they trust, and people mm-hmm. they have a common bond with. So it's so much different to be able to, in one day, you know, greet 1,000 people as opposed to maybe knocking on doors for 8 hours and, mm-hmm. and meeting, you know, 5 or 6 clients. You really have that opportunity to showcase your company's personality, professionalism, and the people that are involved in the company, which is who we work with. You know, that's why we buy things. We like the product, but we also will be totally turned off if we don't like the people we're buying it from. So it really is a phenomenal, unique opportunity, the trade show arena, for any business should consider trade show marketing as part of their marketing mix.
Well, and I think that's actually something that some entrepreneurs or people starting, you know, turning a business, turning what they love to do into a business is they think just by investing in a flashy website and all the social media to be had, and you still sit there with your garage filling up with stuff.
Yeah, right.
Well, I know that certainly the book publishing world, of course, that's where you started. That whole industry has gone upside down in the period of time since you were first affiliated with and the role of how the technology changes. But still, you're right. It comes down to that metaphor of the book signing, the connection between the author.
Oh, I definitely agree with that. I love book signings. And, you know, e-books are great and all of that sort of thing and Kindle and I'm a tactile person. I still love to read a book. I love to have the book in my hand. I love to be able to take it into whatever room I want to be in and flip those pages and put a bookmark in. And I know maybe that sounds old fashioned, but there are plenty of people out there that still love the, you know, the tactile experience of reading a book.
But, and in particular for those who invest in books for their children, there's nothing like letting that child also get the physical training of holding the book and the board books and the like. Good for you.
Right.
Well,
you know, as an author, I mean, we have to, you know, that we have to be prepared for both, you know, printed book and online books and e-books. And it's actually really expanded many business opportunities for the authors and, you know, chances for additional income as well.
You bet. Take us back to that growing of your exhibit business. You know, it's one thing to do exhibits for yourself. It's another thing to turn it now into business to help others. What were some of the obstacles you encountered and navigated through, Susan?
Well, I had a big one early on. When I sold my exhibit business, got divorced, and I went to work for a couple who was manufacturing a line of portable displays. Mm-hmm. So they were looking for a salesperson, and I was looking for a showroom. So we partnered up, the three of us. He was going to make the booth, she was going to run the showroom, and I was going to sell the exhibits. So we partnered up, signed a lease, and opened up a beautiful showroom on Scottsdale Road in McAllops, for those of you in Arizona. And it went fantastic for 3 months until I walked in one day and everything was gone.
Uh-oh.
The showroom was half full. The manufacturing warehouse was empty. The guy had decided to pick everything up, move to California, and marry some girl over there, and left me in the lurch. So the other girl took off, and I was there with, I thought I was going to split everything three ways. Well, I was stuck with all the bills. And Exhibit Experts was, going down the tubes. It took me 4 months. I couldn't find any manufacturers because I was really brand new to the business.
Mm-hmm, right.
And I ended up having to close that showroom, and I went to work for a competitor who was recruiting me. So I worked for this competitor who had a really thriving business. He had been in business 15 years. He began to teach me everything I knew about exhibit marketing. I was working straight commission as a salesperson, which was a real relief to have all that burden off my back. But, I still had that lease I had to fulfill, and I was like $15,000 in debt. So I was working for him for about 7 months when he comes in one day and says, hey, I'm going to retire and sell the business.
There you go. Timing.
I want to sell it to you, though. He wanted me to buy it. I mean, I was broke, but I borrowed money from my mom. I maxed out my credit cards. I borrowed money from my ex-husband, and I bought the business. And he took off to sail his ship, sailboat around the world. So that was in 1994. And I just put all my heart and soul into the business and ran it from, I think it was $65,000 our first year to $650,000 our fourth year, and then nearly $1 million when I sold it. But it was a lot of, that first devastating closing of the showroom was a problem. And then throughout the years, I had employees that, took my database to the competition.
Oh, yeah.
That was horrid. And then, of course, 9/11. And what was really devastating about, September 11th tragedy was that I had just spent the previous 30 days totally remodeling the showroom. Everything. We gutted it. New carpet, new computers.
Oh,
new.
Wow.
I hired 5 new employees. We had our grand opening on September 3rd.
Oh, no.
So then on 2000, on September 11th, I had to let everybody go. And it took 15 months to recover from that. Luckily, I had a great credit line from the bank, and that's what I survived on.
Isn't that something? But truly, those type of black swan events, however they come to us, the partners that turned out not to be partners to the circumstance like 9/11, how much experience that's given you and empathy to be able to circle back and now give wise advice to others, Susan. In particular, of course, we've got coming up 10 years running. Congratulations, coming up here in 2014, this special event called the Women Entrepreneurs Small Business Boot Camp. Tell me about the genesis of the boot camp.
Well, to be honest with you, Zara, I was one that always enjoyed going to seminars and conferences, and I go to a lot of them. And I hear many speakers. And one of the things that always disturbed me as a business owner who didn't have a whole lot of time to waste was going to sessions where I came out with no valuable information. It was all fluff. It was, theory, and I couldn't take any tips and tools back to utilize in my business. So I decided to put together a conference that would be really meaty, really hard-hitting facts and figures and strategies and tools that a small business owner like myself, and I was a micro business owner, under 10 employees, that could really utilize. If I was going to spend a Saturday at an event, I wanted to come away with things I could use on Monday morning in my business. So I just got together 5 friends, sort of did a month worth of phone calling market research, and on my own dime, I rented a hotel conference area and put this thing together and got some sponsors, the Chamber of Commerce, mm-hmm, and Business Journal. And the first event, we had like 186 people there, and it was profitable and exciting and fun. And it's just been, the talk of the town, February and March when I've held it. And we're coming up on 10 years. It's a really synergistic, energizing, motivating event with about, 250, 300 women, nine seminar speakers, two keynote speakers, of which you are going to be our morning keynote this year, which
Thank
I'm
you very
so
much.
Excited about.
You bet.
You'll be talking about it's not your social capital, not your social network that's worth its weight in gold. It's your social capital, not your social network that's worth your weight in gold. And I'm so looking forward to having you there. It's just a really fun day. I mean, between the morning breakfast and the afternoon lunch and the cocktail party at the end of the day, and we have 50 exhibits in there and people networking and women really, peer to peer commiserating and talking about their successes and their problems and their foibles, and it's just an invigorating, motivating, educational day.
Well, and I think the biggest part about this is that, and it goes back to how often we put a lot of energy into this building relationships that are remote and virtual, which is all part of business in this day and age, but there's still nothing to beat the 3 feet away, eyeball-to-eyeball exchanges that happen. And whether that be back in your days of guiding trade shows, for different associations, to now doing it for, business-to-business and also peer-to-peer relationships, that's really at the core of that kind of an experience, isn't it?
Yeah, most definitely. And you don't only meet, great business contacts, but you actually develop some really long-term friendships, which, are invaluable.
Yeah. How have the boot camps changed over these 10 years?
The formula stayed pretty much the same. I've had the same, my opinion is if it isn't broke, don't fix it. So
right.
I have had the same format, the same formula. Many, many people come year after year. I wouldn't say it's changed a lot. It has been a winning program with the same schedule of events, the same layout. Of course, we've had some phenomenal speakers throughout the years. Many come back as attendees after they've had their presentations.
Sure.
So it has not changed a whole lot.
What about the nature of the women's businesses, though? Any trends that you've seen over the years?
We have a pretty stable demographic. We have probably a third are established businesses that have been in business for 10 years or more. A third are companies who have been in business probably 5 years or less, with maybe one or two employees, three or four employees. And then the other third are up-and-coming entrepreneurs, people who are currently employed looking to become self-employed. And the age variation is, from young 20-somethings to 70-year-olds. So it's really quite a wide variety. And the businesses have been very similar. We have manufacturing. We have a lot of solopreneurs, real estate agents, insurance agents, independent salespeople, along with manufacturing, retail. It's quite a diverse group of both attendees and types of businesses throughout the years.
That's great. We're speaking with Susan Ratliff, by the way, from Susan Ratliff Presents. Her exhibition Expertise Just Shines, and specifically we just spoke about the Women's Entrepreneur Small Business Bootcamp, which you can specifically learn more about by going to womensbusinessbootcamp.com and get registered. It's March 1st up in Scottsdale, Arizona at the Chaparral Suites Resort, a full day of activity, and like we say, a great opportunity for broadening your field of view of your own business and also of helping others. In fact, that's what I'd say in your story, Susan. There's a common tenet that I see, everything from your writing that first book based on your journaling, your own experience of going to trade shows and gifting to others for other books, and now being in the business of helping people with their business. Have you always felt there was that teacher role model in you? Was that a driving force, do you feel?
I think I discovered that in myself when I wrote that first book with no intentions of writing the book. It just happened and it got published. I really found that I enjoyed talking to audiences about the mistakes I made and the successes that I've had and how it impacted them. When I saw that they garnered great value from it, they would email me later to tell me how they implemented my ideas and how they were successful at doing them. That has been the greatest reward. I think I just really love that aspect of really getting to know some of these entrepreneurs and having an impact on their lives, on their business careers, let's say. Probably not so much their personal lives, but on improving their experience with their business and their business successes.
Which, of course, though, reflects back into our personal lives. There's no separating the two, particularly since being an entrepreneur or actually any small business owner is not something you do from 9 to 5.
Well, let's just say I've made tons of friends, very long-term, wonderful friends and long-term acquaintances through my speaking and through my teaching or through the boot camp. And then I've really found that I love the event business and producing events. So I have that new one coming up, I think I mentioned to you.
Yes, that's the Arizona Sports Fan Expo. What's that all about?
Well, I'll tell you, this has been percolating in my mind for 3 years. I'm a big sports fan. I don't know if you are, but I was a jock in school, and I played sports myself, and I'm an avid sports fan of the Phoenix teams. And we are only one of 12 states in the country that have the big four teams, you know, basketball, yep, football, hockey, and baseball. And in addition to that, we have the Mercury, which is the women's NBA, WNBA, and the arena football. So that's only two states in the country that have all six of those. And I've always wondered, why haven't we put together some big fan fest to celebrate our teams? Because people are rabid fans in Arizona.
You bet.
So I decided to, I've had long-term relationships with three of the teams, selling them exhibits for the last 10 years. So I just put out some feelers, met with all the teams, told them what I wanted to do, and got all six of the teams on board. And I've rented out the University of Phoenix Stadium, which is the football stadium.
You bet. No kidding.
For in and consumer shows have always been something I've loved. You know, the home shows, the Sportsman's Expos, those types of things. And I'm actually on the National Association of Consumer Shows. I'm a member of that organization. So shopping extravaganzas, I wanted to put together a sports-oriented products and services of, you know, people who are involved in sports, that are physical fitness conscious, active athletes, people with children who play sports, and people who are avid sports fans, all types of products and services they'd like to buy, along with these interactive, huge exhibits featuring all our sports teams. So I've put it all together. It's taking place June 28th and 29th at the University of Phoenix Stadium, and it's going to be the first of its kind, a unique, you know, sports fan expo and shopping extravaganza all under one roof.
Boy, something for everyone, especially the sportsing, you know, the sports and also the shopping extravaganza. Well, Susan, lest anyone think that you aren't full of new ideas, and like we started out saying, this whole aspect and your propensity for risk to take it and follow that path of your passion. Congratulations for everything that you've done. Again, for our listeners, womensbusinessbootcamp.com on March 1st, and then also the Arizona Sports Fan Expo, that's azsportsfanexpo.com, on June 28th and 29th. Susan Ratliff, thank you so very much for joining us here today, and I'm looking forward to continuing our connection.
Well, Zara, I can't wait to see you on March 1st at the boot camp, and thank you so much for having me as your guest.
Real pleasure. All right. Thank you very much. Have fun.
You're welcome. Bye.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, 877-544-2580.